There's something about floating in the dark, in a space, on a small island in a big ocean that's worth talking about. Welcome to Living on Purpose.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio. Free.
Coming into the pod zone in Kilauea is quite an experience in itself because you get to transport your frame of mind and your emotional state into a more relaxing space. And that's totally enhanced by not driving right up to the location of the pod. You can park nearby in Kilauea and come to find Dana Ross at her pod space. As you get close to her place, you can see the little pod sign and the arrows pointing to this amazing oasis of a garden. There's water flowing in the background, and it really does feel like a sanctuary, a private, safe space. Even though it's not big and expansive, it's kind of a cozy garden, and that's partly why it feels so safe. When I arrive, there's the beautiful sun sparkling on the turquoise stones that are scattered along the path. Little magical signs and beautiful images on the garden shed and the abundance of the foliage. And then there's this gorgeous bamboo-framed outdoor shower, which is always so luxurious at any time, but especially in this setting. So basically everything is here. Everything is here to complete an experience that is transformative. All right, Living on Purpose, Lynn on Kauai with Dana Ross. And we have just walked through the gorgeous house and garden into the pod room. And now I finally have an image of what I'm going to be entering into. And I've got to tell you, I've heard about this concept. It's also called an isolation tank. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I've heard about it for years, and I have never done this. So I'm kind of nervous. I'm excited that the time has finally arrived, and I really appreciate your welcome. Maybe you can walk us through the options and what I can expect.
Okay. This is the only float pod that's commercially used on Kauai that I'm aware of. This pod, the thing with this, it's body temperature, so it's neither hot nor cold. And that way, when you float in it, you won't be hot or cool, and the water will disappear. So it's like you're floating in space. It's not like a jacuzzi. Jacuzzis carry a lot of bacteria. This being body temperature doesn't breed bacteria like jacuzzis do. And it also has three different types of cleaning devices on it. It's very, very high-tech. Super, super clean, probably cleaner than the ocean. It has a huge filter. It's constantly in cleaning mode with UV and ultraviolet light 24 hours a day, except during a float session, then it shuts off. So it's extremely clean. I put a little bit of Spa Perfect, which is organic, to just help break down any kind of oils or lotions that people have. Everybody showers before and after floating. So we like to keep everything really clean and sanitary. That's like number one. And basically, you can do many options. I've had many people that say, oh, I'm claustrophobic. And the first pods that came out in 1954 in London, Terry Lilly was the one that created this to understand the mind and the body. And it does many things. It's a body, soul, and mind type of deal here, because you're floating in 1,000 pounds of pharmaceutical grade Epsom salts, which is actually magnesium sulfite. Magnesium sulfite is what we're lacking in our bodies, most people, by 50%, due to the free radicals, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the bad food we eat that we're not really aware of. So that helps to boost the immune system by upping the levels of magnesium in your body. Your skin will only absorb what it needs versus taking a pill orally. So it's a great way to boost your immune system. It lowers your blood pressure. It softens your muscles. It activates your right brain, which is the creative side of your brain. Because we're in such a functional mode with our minds, activating that right creative side, we really learn a lot about ourselves and our potential of going different directions in our lives. So it's quite interesting. Some people, I have a very busy mind, and they can't handle being alone by themselves in total quiet. So there is options. This has all the bells and whistles. It's brand new. So you can have any kind of music you want piped in. I have it on a computer system. It's all ran by a computer system. So you can have meditation music, ocean waves, you name it. We can put any kind of music you want. There's also an iPod dock on the pod itself. If you have a special kind of meditation music you like that's your own, you can plug that in and have that. So you can really customize it to how you want. It has color therapy in the tank itself, in the pod. So you can have green, purple, red. There's also a strobe light that keeps changing colors. I had a client the other day, and she had it flashing all different colors, and she said that she got a whole lot out of changing color therapy. So it really depends on the person and what your goals are and what you're trying to achieve here and your comfort level. And if you are claustrophobic, it's a lot bigger than you think it is. It's not like the old style, like you're getting into a coffin with a little door that opens up. It's quite large. Couples float in it all the time, and you go head to feet to head. It's a different experience if you float as a couple. You can have your hand on your partner's leg, on each other's leg, and as you're dropping down into a more relaxed state and going into a subconscious mind, it's a very bonding experience. I did it with my 83-year-old mother, and she has fears of water. She was clutching onto the side. I had the door open, and her hand just fell off the edge of the door, and she just sunk right in it, and I could just feel her energy relax and come down to a deeper state. So we were both in a very deep state together, and when she got out, she said, "That was the closest I've ever felt to you." It was like being in the womb together.
Whoa.
So it was pretty amazing. When you float alone, it's more of a meditative thing and getting into yourself. So it's not as much as a connecting as a couple. So there, it's totally a different kind of thing. So you can leave the lid open if you like. If you're claustrophobic, most people that say they're claustrophobic, they get in and they go, "Oh, wow, this is a lot bigger than I thought." And they pull the lid down. It's like you're in your own little womb, and it's very comforting. There's no sharks coming. You can relax and just let go. I like to get in and stretch for like 5 minutes, kind of just let my head go side to side, relax the tension in my neck, hold a lot of tension in my neck and shoulders. It's really great for pain. I have a lot of clients that come that have a lot of pain issues, frozen shoulders, neck issues, back issues, and I give them some stretches to do when they first get in. And so for the first 5 minutes, they'll stretch a little bit. And if you have pain somewhere and you're not quite sure where it is, you will know when you get into the pod. It will pinpoint it. You can put your finger on the pain center. And if you're focusing on that and you're kind of stretching and moving that area, you can release that pain and feel it dissipate. Pretty incredible.
Sounds like a magic pod.
It's a total body, soul, and mind.
What if I'm in there and I want to come out, or I need to get your attention?
If you want to get my attention, I have an intercom. You can push the button. You can say, I'm scared, or come get me, or I'm freaking out, or whatever.
Put on some music.
There's also what's cool in here. I can put the music on, and if you decide you don't want it, there's a button inside the pod. You can push it and turn it off. You might go, "Oh, man, my head's too busy. I can't stand it." And you can push it back on. So it stays on the desktop. It's just whether you want it or not want it. Or you want lights, you can push it on. Or push it off. So you have control over music and lights at your fingertips, as well as an intercom for safety.
Well, Dana, pretty soon we're going to stop recording here, and I'm going to go in, and we're going to talk again. Not right away, we decided, because I'm going to need time to just be afterwards, which I appreciate that. And I look forward to following up with you, though, this week, so that we can do a post-time rather than a pre-time. Just two quick things I'm thinking. One is, how did you come to even knowing about this and having one out in your garden shed?
I tried it like 20 years ago in Palo Alto, California, and they had a massage place, and then they had a float tanks. They were called tanks at the time, and this is a pod, which is much nicer. and much bigger. But I tried it, and I, even though it was very small, I came out with just a whole different feeling. Everything was brighter. It was like rebooting my system, and I just had a greater awareness within myself. I was very impressed with that, and I said, someday I'm going to get one of those, and I do massage therapy, so I thought it would go beautiful with that. And I also have a book inside the float room, and people write their journeys or where they go. People have had out-of-body experiences. One guy said he turned into an amoeba and became the water. So everybody has something different. Oh, the most relaxed state I've ever been in. This is like my sanctuary. I can't wait to come back again.
Nice.
So it's a very, very peaceful thing. I went to a float pod conference in Portland, and they did a special with artists. They gave free floats to artists, and then they did drawings of what they saw and what visions came to them while they were floating. And they also did it with musicians, and the musicians wrote songs regarding what they heard.
Wow, that's amazing. Very cool. Whole other world. Okay, so my other thought was, we've had the sound of the pod doing its charge thing this whole time. Why don't you turn it off?
Okay, I'll have to go into the computer, and when you're ready to get in, I'll turn it on, and it'll go still. It'll go still and dark, and then it's up to you if you want music or you want lights. Run into the house and turn it on, and the light will go out, and it'll just go still.
Okay, and then I need to have a shower. Where is
that? Yeah, there's a shower right here outside.
Okay.
Outdoor shower, and you have robes and towels, and then you have special earplugs that I give you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that you get to keep, and you can use them like 5 times, and they have little containers to keep them in.
Okay.
So your own personal earplugs, they work very well.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to shower off. When you come back in here, I'm going to just give you a briefing on what's what when you step in and so forth.
Okay.
And then we'll get you ready to go.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. It'll go click. Now it's on.
Wow. Now it's quiet. So we're at 2 o'clock. That's still okay? Go for that? Okay.
I have a 3 o'clock person. So, it should be just in time.
Okay, good. Yeah, sorry, we should have been watching the time a bit better. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're giving me earplugs?
I'm going to give you earplugs right there on top of your towel.
All right.
Okay. And when you get in, there's a nonstick thing here. So you're just going to step in and kind of crouch down. And this is the handle here. And you're going to pull this down.
And that's it.
And that's it. And if you can open it anytime, there's no lock, nothing. If you cannot let go of your neck, here's an ear pillow here.
Okay.
If you rub your eyes, it's a lot of salt, so it will burn.
Oh, okay.
So this is regular water here in a spritz bottle, and you just dab your eyes off. What I do when I get out, I just kind of squeegee the water on my head back so it doesn't roll forward.
Sure.
Yeah, and if you have any cuts there, I have some Vaseline there.
Okay.
That you can just put a little dab on a cut. That way it doesn't burn at all.
All right, here I go.
Okay.
All right, so I just got out of the pod and came down to my friend's house who told me about it, and I'm thinking I'll just sort of recap what I went through. At first, Dana said I could use the neck rest, and I just wasn't thinking in terms of totally floating. Like, I just have never done that. So I wasn't really sure what to expect. So I used the neck rest at first because I just didn't know. So I did that for a little while, and I was gradually relaxing, and I went for the no sound, no light option, just darkness, just quiet. And, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with myself. Like, I'm okay even with uncomfortable thoughts. Even if I'm losing sleep, I'm okay with myself generally. So, like, for me, it's not an issue. In fact, it's a great opportunity to have an hour suspended like that. What a gift, you know? Mm-hmm. And so anyway, after a little bit, I'm relaxing more. And, you know, I'm feeling supported by the little neck pillow. But I'm thinking, okay, I have earplugs in. She did say, you know, you can float whole body without the little neck floaty thing, without your safety wings. So I took them away. Yeah, and I was just completely floating. And, oh my God, I can still sort of, I can just feel it in my body. Just that relaxedness and just the sensation of just floating without a sense of gravity, without any sense of weight wakefulness. I was stretching a little bit. She'd suggested stretching a bit, just, you know, just to sort of get everything relaxed more. And so I did that a bit off and on. I would take a few deep breaths and I could sort of adjust my spine a little bit. And I was just sort of moving my arms around a little bit. Because how often do you get to lie floating like that and massage the back of your neck just gently, or hold your head, or, you know, I just sort of was massaging my head a little bit. And I put both my hands on my heart at one point. Mm-hmm. And then other times, just my arms were just at my side. But anyway, all that to say that at times I wasn't remembering to breathe. It was like, oh, I hadn't breathed for a while, so I just take a deep breath. And that was kind of interesting. And part of that, I think, is where you get caught up with thoughts and then you forget to breathe. Mm-hmm. And so it's sort of like, okay, yeah, just take a breath, you know, and... And a couple times I wondered how long had gone by and how long was left, but I didn't think about that too much. I was just there, just enjoying the sensation. And I think my eyes were open at the time that it was suddenly the soft turquoise light and a little bit of music and bubbles and the hum started up because it was so quiet. And that was okay. I had just been taking some deep breaths. I think I was preparing myself. In fact, I had just been thinking about when you're on the horse and you want the horse to stop, you stop yourself first. Mm-hmm. And then the horse naturally stops. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how many people know that. I didn't really know that. Mm-hmm. I think I knew that it was coming. You know, my sense of inner timing was such that I was preparing myself for it to end. Mm-hmm. And then it was naturally that time. You know, I have a lot of thoughts in my mind today, and they were there most of the time, but that was okay. It was the flavor of the day. It was nice just to allow myself, as I say, to have that interlude of just floating and just being relaxed and in a safe place, and someone knowing I was there and allowing me that space and guiding me through that process. So I'm very grateful for it. It's great that after all these years, I finally had that experience. I mean, amazing to finally have that experience and to know that it seems to be the only spot on Kauai. And I'm just so grateful to you, Lori, for letting me know about it. So, Lori, you're the one who told me about Dana and the pod. And when you told me about it a week or so ago, you hadn't had the experience yet.
No,
I haven't. You have since then.
Yes.
Do you want to say a bit about it?
Well, I started getting more interested when I told you about what I had heard. So I started thinking about what I was telling you. And I thought, I just have to try this. I was, you know, there was a few stressful days coming up. And I thought, well, maybe if I had something... And it was amazing, like you said, there temperature, it was like there wasn't a temperature. It was, you are the temperature, if that sounds funny. But when I got in the pod and it closed, I never felt afraid or anything. I never felt that claustrophobic. I closed my eyes the whole time. And even though it was dark in there, because I didn't want the sound or the light either. Mm-hmm. And I would stretch, you know, and I could just feel my entire body, just the spine, everything. And it would pop, and I would have my head at one end of the pod and then the other end. And at one time, I put my foot down thinking, you know, how deep is this? And the water was, what, maybe 8 inches, 10 inches deep? And it was like, oh, if I pick my foot up, am I going to sink? And it's, no, I'm floating. To me, it felt like what a baby must feel like, say, 5-6 months, where it's getting active and moving around. It hasn't grown that much. And because you could stretch your arms out, you could reach up in the air towards the ceiling, and you weren't closed in. You didn't feel like you were in a small. And if you did feel like you needed to get out, you just barely touched that, and the lid opened. It was wonderful. I don't know what an outer body experience is. I don't know if that's the right term, but it was like I was inside myself, but I was cognate of what was going on around me, but so at a relaxed state. I never felt my heart beating fast or no strong thoughts were crowding. It was like a safe place. So I'm so glad you got to go. Oh gosh, I'm glad you got to go.
So thank you again so much, Laurie. All right. Yeah. So happy to meet you, Dana.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Definitely a pleasure meeting you also, Lynn.
You've had the chance to listen to our conversation as I was approaching the pod for the first time, and then my sort of aftermath thoughts and Laurie's. And Laurie was saying something that I think we may have touched on, the idea of feeling like you're in the womb, you know, because it is such an enclosed space. And how often are you in an enclosed, watery environment? And we were talking a bit more after she had a chance to listen to what I had recorded with us all. And she was saying that, yeah, when the baby's in the womb, like at about 5 or 6 months, that that is when they start to move a lot. And there's room to move,
right?
Because when the fetus is smaller, it's not as formed. And when it's larger, it's getting really squished in there. So, yeah, I thought that was an interesting point. I hadn't really thought of that. Yeah.
I have a lot of clients that they say it's like, feels like the womb, because the womb is like just like a very safe place and comforting, and there's no intrusion, and it makes it so peaceful and comforting. It would be the best word I would say about it. And just almost cradled.
Yeah, it was funny because I found that it was just such an unusual feeling. I couldn't compare it to anything, really. And I mean, she told me later that she hadn't told me ahead of time that she had sort of moved around, you know, like moved to her head to the other end and stuff. I hadn't even thought of doing that. But I found that I was sort of moving my arms around, like sort of almost like you see babies do, you know, like just sort of up, bending them up. And I was sort of holding the back of my head and massaging the back of my head a bit in a way that it's sort of like you're beyond gravity. So you can do all kinds of things that you just
can't.
You just can't do otherwise.
When you're compressed.
Yeah,
because we're constantly in a compressed state, whether you're standing, sitting, lying, walking. And it's like we're on two legs, but it's like our spines are so messed up with so many people. That's why they're having rolfing and structural integration, because we're hunched forward. So to allow yourself to have no compression, it really gives your body true rest completely. And just to be able to share this garden space, the whole purpose was to create a really peaceful sanctuary kind of area in the beautiful island of Kauai, that people could really see all the foliage and the flowers and the plants and walk across the lava rocks, do the outdoor shower, and slide into the pod room. And when you come out, you're so relaxed, and just to look at all the greenery around you, it's like you've already rebooted your senses by floating, and then everything just looks greener and brighter and fresher. It just gives you like almost like a new outlook when you first come out.
Yeah, you've obviously got a very special space here. You've got a beautiful massage room.
I've been doing massage for 18 years, a lot of therapeutic work, and a personal trainer for 20 years. So health and fitness has been my life, and this is just another facet of that.
I've got to say that I may have noticed from the experience how tired I am. I was quite tired afterwards, or I just felt sort of a thickness to my sense of my body, like that was a bit different, because I thought, oh, I'll feel sort of rejuvenated. But I think maybe I was able to relax in a way I don't usually relax. And so it may have just sort of slowed me down a little bit. Yeah.
Just kind of give you a different feeling. Yeah. And some people come out just slower and just really relaxed. And other people go, wow, I felt like I just fell in such a deep sleep that I feel like I slept for 3 hours and I feel so rejuvenated. So you see the whole spectrum. So it's kind of interesting from person to person on how deep they go and how well rested they come out. It's very good for jet lag. People that travel, they don't get much sleep and they're all compressed. And so when they get in there and they're able to just be expansive within themselves and their body, they fall into a deep sleep. You can go in there for an hour and it's like they had 2 hours of sleep if they drop in to a deeper subconscious state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really excellent for pregnant women. I've had probably 5 pregnant women. They get in there, they have back pain when they show up because of all the baby pulling them forward on their stomach, so the low back is pretty tweaked out. And they'll get in there and they go, oh my gosh, the back pain, I can just feel it just go away. And the baby senses that. And the baby starts jumping around and it just feels the mom's comfort. And it's mm-hmm. like the baby's having a party inside while the mom is just so relaxed and just so at peace and no pain.
Wow, that's fascinating to imagine. Yeah, well, that's great. Well, Dana, it's been really a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for all of this.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your interest and learning more about mm-hmm. another facet of health and wellness.